Yes, we have a very special guest.
We certainly do.
Barney, now, he's got a very important title. This is the General Manager of the BBL. It's a massive welcome to Alistair Dobson. Are you there, Alistair?
I am. It's great to chat.
Lovely to chat. Hey, let me start with this. A big congratulations on the season. You must be stoked. It is going so well.
Yeah, it's been really exciting on a number of fronts. Obviously, a couple of pretty tough seasons just gone, and to be able to bounce back, and pretty exciting cricket and great crowds and big TV audience has been really rewarding for everyone involved.
Now, we are heading into the pointy end now. It's finals time. Now, obviously, the talking point with the BBL finals is it's a different system to the rest of the professional sports leagues around the country. You've gone for five teams in the finals. Can you talk me through the structure, then talk me through the thinking. Why do the BBL think this is the best approach?
Yeah, we do have a final five. So I think it starts with on Friday night, tomorrow night, fourth play fifth in the first final. The winner of that will go through and play the third team. In the meantime, first play second to go through to the final, and then there's playoffs on the way through there. So it's pretty straightforward when you map it out. I think the reason we like five at the moment is it gives an opportunity for games late in the season to stay alive and stay meaningful. We think it's a good opportunity for clubs to be involved. That said, as part of our new media rights that you may have read about, we are reviewing the finals system and may go back to four teams in the next year or two for different reasons. But the five game final series has been pretty fun the past couple of years. So we'll see that again over the next 10 days or so.
Mate, I like it. I like the five team. You know what I'd say? Don't go back to four. If anything, seven.
I'd like to see
a seven team finals, because that really sticks it to whoever's on the bottom of the ladder at this point, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I think the more finals, the better in some ways. So, yeah, no, we get a few different models sent to us from time to time, and I haven't heard of a seven team final series, but, you know, we'll have a look.
Well, that might actually lead on from my next thing. I was thinking, let's expand the BBL.
Ooh, I like it.
I love the BBL. I want to see more teams. There's a few different models we've thrown around. Obviously, I don't know if you know, there's a group up on the Gold Coast. Brett McCullen, who we spoke to yesterday, is trying to get an NBL franchise on the Gold Coast, and he wants more professional sporting teams on the Gold Coast. What are the chances we can give him a BBL team?
Well, Metricon's a pretty good BBL venue. The Brisbane Heat play the odd game there. It's pretty nice. I think, you know, the BBL is really the soundtrack of summer. So, as is the Gold Coast, so I can see a team settling in nicely on the Gold Coast on the beach there. I think we do have eight teams at the moment that are all pretty big and going pretty well. So we're not immediately looking for new teams, but I reckon the Gold Coast is got a good venue and lots of families out there to come to the BBL. So you never know.
We'll tell Brett that's a definite yes from the GM. We'll tell him he's listening. What about, has there ever been any chat about joining with the Super Smish over there in New Zealand?
I like
getting
this.
Kiwi teams across, making it a giant comp?
Yes.
I had to listen to what you said there. We've had some New Zealanders come and play this year in the BBL, and they've added
great.
A heap to the comp, and they've been great. And Colin de Grondheim's become a bit of a cult hero in Adelaide. So the more the merrier. I think that's another strong competition over there, and always looking for innovative ways to bring others into the BBL. So we'll add that to the list as well. It's getting long.
Now the international draft was great this year. For all the teams and for the supporters. There is some chat about a domestic draft. Do you think this will ever happen, Alistair?
Yeah, I think the overseas player draft we had was pretty good. We got good players in. It provided a really interesting moment in the lead up to the season where we got lots of attention and talkability about the competition. I think there's certainly in the NBA and other big sports around the world, they use a draft as a really effective way, not only to spread the best players around the competition, but to drive lots of interest. So, it's something we're looking at. We're working with the players and all our clubs at the moment on what the right contracting model is for the BBL. I think things like drafts, you see auctions in the IPL. So there's lots of interesting models around that I think create a bit of talkability, a bit of drama and a bit of theatre. So I think there's some interesting ideas there. And we're looking at it at the moment.
Now, be honest, I know you've got a history with the AFL. So, Is that thrown up now just to help the Stars because they've had such a shocking year?
Well, I think they've certainly they've had better seasons, albeit they've had a pretty tough run with some injuries. But yeah, I think ultimately you always want the opportunity every year for the team that finishes bottom to have a crack the next season of winning it. I think that underpins any good competition. So not specifically for the Stars, but I think they're looking at their list and reviewing the season like everyone else. But they've had a pretty tough run this year.
All right, Alice. So there's something I've always wanted to ask the GM of the BBL. Talk me through hills or flats. Sorry, no, roofs or flats, right?
Yeah.
Because I grew up in Sydney and it's hills or flats. And then as in the toss at the start, the bat. And then somebody's written in and said in Queensland, it's mountains and rivers. Have you heard that?
I must admit, I've never heard of mountains and rivers. I've heard of the other two. I think the bat flip's a very unique element of the BBL. And again, a symbol that that the BBL is fun for kids and families, and we love the roofs and flats. I think I'm a Victorian, so I think it's always been roofs and flats.
It's hills
where I'm from. So, okay. Well, maybe we should customise it by every ground and let the home team choose.
That might be
a way to do it.
This is the innovation we're talking about. That's a great idea, Alistair. So each team, because obviously home team tosses. So you know, if it was a coin, the home team are responsible for bringing out a coin. So the home team gets their own bat that's labelled as per local custom, and then
In Adelaide, it's Vineyards or Creeks. Did you know that one? Yeah. That's what they say.
I'm learning a bit today. I think another great way for the BBL to teach them local culture. I guess might be a good way to do that.
Now, Alistair, the new rights deal, the BBL, is shortening. So much noise about it being too long. Back to 43 games, I think. Are you guys excited about this? Do you think it's the right move going forward?
Yeah, we are. I think we expanded 5 or 6 years ago up to 56, and at the time it was the right thing for the competition. But world cricket's changed a lot since then in terms of the amount of other cricket being played and the busyness of the Australian summer and WBBL in the mix as well. So going back to 40 home and away games down from 56 plus finals, and I think it's just going to be an opportunity for the best players to play more and hopefully bigger crowds around the country as well. So it's an exciting development from our perspective and great support from the players and the clubs in that as well.
Yeah, just on that, the competitiveness of these world leagues. Now, there's a few leagues that have got quite a bit of money kicking around that's obviously appealing, hopefully just to the overseas players, not necessarily our local players. But at a certain point, there are going to be local players who think they can make more money overseas. Are you looking at anything you guys can do to outside of just the financial to keep the players interested in coming to Australia, making sure it is a tournament that they want to participate in?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the financials are a key part of it, and we're working really hard on that. But what we do hear from players around the world is they love coming to the BBL because Australia is such a great place to play cricket with the best venues, the best wickets, the best fans, and the best lifestyle. And that's not something that we take for granted, or we certainly use that when we're pitching to overseas players to come and play. And that's also the feedback we get. So yeah, I think we leverage that pretty hard in coming and playing in the BBL, and we get great feedback. Not underestimating the importance of getting the dollars right at the same time. So we've got a pretty strong competitive advantage against a lot of those other leagues around the world when it comes to lifestyle and the environment they play in. And it's an important one for us to keep building.
Absolutely. Why would you want to play anywhere else, Barney?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't. It's bloody great here. Now, Alistair, it's been absolutely terrific this year watching the Australian Test Stars come back into the BBL arena. And can you just be honest with us? When Stephen Smith goes and smashes a couple of hundreds and a 66 off 33 in a row, are you all high-fiving each other behind the scenes, going, this is the greatest thing ever?
Well, it's been one of those seasons. I must admit, we've been high-fiving a reasonable amount with lots of amazing things happening, whether it's amazing cricket and centuries and high scores or even weird things like the ball hitting the roof or players taking catches outside the rope have all been things that are really underpin how amazing the season's been, and the centuries or the innings from Steve have been amongst that list. And I think the great thing was he scored one of those up in Coffs Harbour, and the opportunity for locals to come along and see such an amazing performance so close is just another way the BBL is such a big part of the Australian summer when we're not just in the big capital cities, but all around the country. You can see players like Steve Smith, you know, create such memories.
Now, is that going to be a priority? That's one of the things I do love for the BBL is you have, especially this year, you got out, there's been games in regional places. I know there was a game in Albury. There's been games in, like as you said, in Coffs Harbour and all around the place. Is that something you're looking when the tournament number of games is reduced? Are you going to try and maintain that travel, basically, getting out to the regional places?
Yeah, certainly a consideration. We look at those games as well, and it's a great opportunity to do that. It may be a little harder at times, depending on the games and the schedule and where the teams want to play, but it'll certainly be now thinking to try and continue that footprint around the country.
Hey, Alistair, what was the outcome of the ball hitting the roof? I know, as in the changing of the rule, I know that Zamstagram was saying that it should be a catch that you can take with one hand. Has that rule changed? I didn't see what the outcome was.
No, it hasn't changed yet. It's certainly been, it'll be at the top of our list when we meet post-season and discuss different rules. It's probably not one we thought we'd have on the list, going into the season, but it's been pretty amazing. There's been so many interesting suggestions. I mean, obviously it's six at the moment. It's been a dead ball in the past. There's something quite interesting in a one hand off the roof. I think that's, if the BBL is anything, it's innovative and prepared to try different things. So I wouldn't put a line through anything at the moment. It's a great opportunity for us to continue to sort of innovate and I guess respond to what fans in particular think is the right outcome. But it's pretty amazing. I reckon it's happened once in probably the first 11 seasons of the BBL and happened twice in an inning. So, that's the season we've had where you couldn't have picked it. But when it happened, it was pretty interesting and pretty funny, to be honest.
Yeah, with the power these players have and the new bats, do we need higher roofs at our stadiums? Is that something we can look at?
I did hear that from, I think it might have been Adam Zampa as well, suggested we should just make the roof higher, which would be an interesting engineering exercise. But I think it's obviously unique to Marvel Stadium in Melbourne to have a roof, which is pretty great facility for us. But yeah, I don't know what the answer is, whether it's a change in the rules or a change in the stadiums. But yeah, the bats and the power the players have, and even the stances they get into before the ball's bowled, you can see it's such a power game, particularly in T20. A lot of baseball type stances and wide, your feet wide apart. So it's not surprising some of these things are becoming more and more common.
Yeah, certainly. Now, just before we let you go, because I know we are pushed for time, with the reduced schedule going back to 43 games, that's was due to commence with the next broadcast deal, although we got 1 year to go. There has been talk around that you guys might start the reduced schedule from next year. What's the thinking around that? When can we expect to see the reduced schedule?
Yeah, I think we'll get through the next 10 days of the finals, which is shaping up really nicely, and sit down with our broadcasters and our clubs and assess what the best looking schedule is for next year. I think there's a fair bit of interest in bringing it forward a year. Obviously, there's a few different elements and considerations. So, don't have an answer for you on that just yet. There is a chance it's next year, but there's a little bit of work to go on that if we can get there.
All right. Alistair, if you want Barney and I to come to that meeting with you, we've got a few ideas. So just send us a
message. Yeah, I've got your number. We might dial you in.
Okay, that's beautiful. Fantastic. Hey, thanks for joining us, Alistair, and thanks for congratulations for a great season. I was just going to say we're just getting started, to be honest, because it's the exciting time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Excellent. Great to chat, and thanks for your support.